Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Brother Zach, can you go give me a drink of water, brother? I appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hope I got a praying church this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Need the Lord's help today. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can't do this by myself, but I need the Holy Ghost to come by and help me this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Didn't know he was going to be here this morning, but the Lord placed this message on my heart yesterday. Actually, during the night, Friday night, got up early, Saturday morning, began to look over this. Amen. Amen. God's got a purpose. I like to preach this morning like there was a house full of sinners. Amen. I don't know who is here that needs salvation, but if you do, I'd like for you to, amen, turn with me to the book of John, or the book of Luke, excuse me, chapter 23. Book of Luke, chapter 23. Luke, chapter 23. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pray for me this morning. Start with verse 32. Thank you, buddy. Bible says, and there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, on one the right hand, on the other the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiments and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, and coming to him and offering vinegar and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and in Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. What I want to focus on this morning is right here. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And the othering, answering, rebuked him, saying, Does not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to help us today. Lord, we need the touch of God. We need the anointing of the Lord to touch us today. God, we need that special touch that only you can give. God, I pray you'd give me anointing full of the Holy Ghost. God, I pray that people will be blessed. God, in the name of Jesus, help us this morning, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The saints of God said, amen. Amen. I'd like to preach this morning. Amen. Simply on look to Calvary. Look to Calvary. Today our world has focused its attention on many different areas of life. Amen. Many eyes are upon Iraq at the very moment, wondering what will happen. Lots of people have their focus upon North Korea and Iran, wondering when the hammers will be brought down. Amen. With those faraway places, wonder when God is going to take control. Even still others are watching the stock market and Wall Street and the economy, hoping that there will be an upturn. Amen. There are many places where we can focus our attention this morning. Amen. To these different areas today. But I want to submit to you today that the place where men ought to focus their attention is the most neglected place of anybody's life. Amen. He might get somebody say amen. Even very few people turned their thoughts. Even turned their thoughts toward a place called Calvary. Hallelujah. Amen. Very few people looked to Calvary for their help. Amen. It was there on that hill that the greatest battle of all the ages, the greatest battle that was waged, and the greatest battle not only that was waged, Brother Keith, but the battle was won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It was there on that hill. Amen. Mount Calvary, where sin and Satan had to separate. Where redemption, where righteousness was forever claimed. Hallelujah. Even if there's something that ought to make us shout this morning, even that Christ has brought the victory. Hallelujah. I said Christ has brought the victory. Amen. It was there on that hill, Brother Aaron, where heaven and hell met. In the most spectacular battle, even that's ever been fought. Even heaven and hell collided at the very moment, Brother Lewis, when Jesus said, "It is finished." And the battle was won at the dying words of a master who loved us. Hallelujah. Amen. There, heaven claimed the eternal victory over hell for all who will trust in Jesus. And I would like to direct our thoughts and our attention this morning, our hearts, and focus upon Calvary just for a few moments. Hallelujah. I hope Calvary's not boring to you. Amen. I hope Calvary is precious. I hope Calvary is wonderful. I hope Calvary still touches your heart like the moment that you were saved. Amen. Amen. You might ask me, why would we focus our attention on something that happened over 2,000 years ago? Amen. If we could see them, amen, then we could see ourselves. Amen. I want to direct my attention this morning on those two men that were beside Jesus when Jesus was crucified. Amen. Could you see yourself in one of those places? Amen. In the old law, if you did something amen, that was wrong, you paid the penalty, and sometimes the penalty of sin was your very life. Amen. Could you see yourself the day of Calvary never took place? You and I could have been one of those malefactors. Amen. Next to Jesus upon the cross. Amen. But when you look at the cross, amen, you see one man that is a hardened sinner. This man was a man that was hardened by the events in his life. Amen. You see this man, you see his deeds. We are told that this man is the malefactor. Even the word means he was an evil doer. Even many of us have been malefactors. Even we have been evil in our thoughts. We have been evil of our deeds. Even this man was the man that railed upon Jesus. Even that word rail means to speak evil of or to blaspheme. Amen. It also is an imperfect tense. It means that he kept on blaspheming. He did not stop. Amen. He didn't look at the man in the middle, but the Lewis. He didn't gaze upon him with such ardent, but he railed upon him even in this man's dying breath. He railed upon Jesus. Amen. There's people today that you can talk to and you can go into hospital. Even they're about to take their last breath and they have such bitterness towards God. They have such bitterness towards the church. They don't want to have nothing to do with God or God's people. Amen. This man was a hardened sinner. Amen. There's a world full of people who have hardened hearts. Do you know anybody like that today? Amen. Anytime you bring up religion or you bring up church, oh, they build up a wall and they're just, don't talk to me about church. Don't talk to me about the condition I am in. Amen. 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 He is a man who's dying. Amen. And all he can think of as, amen, is to mock the Lord. Amen. A man that is dying, is all he can do is to bring blaspheme against the Son of God. Amen. What is it, Brother Steve, that triggered this hatred toward Jesus? What was this made this man? Amen. Was it the prayer that Jesus prayed in verse 34? Amen. You could probably hear him think and say, what a foolish, amen, what foolishness of Jesus. Amen. If this man is really who he says he is, amen, why don't he do something for me? Why don't he do something for even himself? If he be the Son of God, why can't he save himself? Amen. Whatever his motivation was, this poor man spent his last pitiful hours of his life mocking the only one who could have saved his soul, even from the hell that he was fixing to go to. Oh God, help me this morning. Amen. Amen. People such have hardened hearts, amen, toward God. And if we're not careful, church, amen, we'll have a hardened heart toward the gospel even while we're sitting in the pew. There's nothing in this book that can move you. There is nothing in this book that can excite you. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but they begin to sing that song. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. And for me, my Savior died. That's love. Amen. That ought to excite you. That ought to move you even to a praise and to a worship. But we become hardened. We've heard it over and over until nothing moves us anymore. Brother Steve, when was the last time we opened the book of Luke and read about the birth of Jesus? And you were moved with tears, moved with such awfulness that a Savior would leave heaven supernal and come down to live where us as human beings would leave. Huh? Amen. We become gospel hardened. Amen. We become hardened to the gospel. Amen. We look at this man and we say, what a tragedy. Amen. This man's life was a tragedy. But wait a minute. This man was no different from the lost multitudes that live around us, Sister Sue. Amen. He is called the malefactor. Amen. But he could have easily been, amen, a drunkard. He could have easily been a man that was of ill will. He could have been a man that was a drug addict. He could have been a murderer. He could have been a molester, a rapist. Amen. No. Amen. There's people living all around us, amen, that are just like that. And we don't want nothing to do with them. But God gave them a chance. God gave them an opportunity. And there's people around us, Brother Jimmy, that need a chance. There's people that need the gospel. There's people that need Jesus as their Savior. Amen. He wasn't a sinner because he was a thief. He was a thief because he was a sinner. Come on now. We want to categorize sin. Amen. But sin will make you do things that you never dreamed of doing. I'll never do that. I'll never be a thief. Amen. But if you're a sinner, you'll do what the master of your life tells you to do. Come on now. Amen. You'll do what he tells you to do. He did what he did because what he was a sinner. Amen. People on this street, people in this community, your neighbors, your friends that you rub shoulders with on the job, they do what they do because they are sinners. Amen. They don't want to go to the house of God. They don't want to do nothing with church. Amen. They become hardened to the gospel. Amen. They do what they do because they are a sinner. In his lost, sinful, condemned condition, this man was no different than anyone else, amen, that would do, amen, because he knew what he knew. He knew that Jesus was the Lord. He spent his last moment denying that Jesus was the Messiah. Amen, that would be a terrible way to live. Amen, all your life, amen, being a hard sinner, and up to your dying breath, deny that Jesus is the Messiah, and live your eternity, amen, in hell forever. Amen. That is a hardened heart. He spent his time blaspheming the name of Jesus. And again, this man is no different from the men and women all around us today. Oh God. There are plenty of people who have not taken the precious name of the Lord in vain. Amen. There are people, amen, that would never dream of using the Lord's name as a curse word, using His name as a byword. Amen. There are many people who would ridicule the name of Jesus and mock Him and His church and His work. But there are many people who do not believe that there is a God or that man has a need for relationship. Amen. They say there is no God. Amen. But by the same token, there are people in this room maybe this morning, amen, which never use God's name in vain, which would never blaspheme God. They would never mock Him. Amen. They would never ridicule Him or make fun of Him. Amen. All of Him or His church. Amen. But yet the same people, amen, are nothing more than a practical atheist. Hang on here. Amen. They admit that there is a God, but they live like He does not exist or He does not matter. Amen. They say there is a higher power. They say there is a God in heaven, but they live their life like He doesn't help them. They live a life, amen, showing that they don't care of Him. They don't worship Him. They don't read their Bible. They don't pray. Amen. They'll do what they want to do. And they say there's a God. Why don't you serve Him? Amen. Amen. These are indicators that they are lost. The trait that marks many in our today and proves them to be like this poor, dying malefactor that refused to believe in Jesus. I'm preaching this morning on looking to Calvary. Their lives are centered around if, when you witness to them, there is always some objection, some argument, some excuse offered to why they cannot and will not come to faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Amen. It may sound simple, but it's positive proof that they are lost and they're on their way to hell. Oh, God. Amen. Have you seen yourself in this person? Amen. Of the dying thief. Let me tell you a few things this morning. I'm trying to hurry, but I want to wait on the Lord also. Amen. First of all, nothing that you are living for outside of Jesus is worth dying for. Oh, come on, church. We need to pray this morning. I said nothing that you're living for outside of Jesus is worth dying for. Mark the chapter 8 says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Amen. There's nothing in this world, amen, worth losing your soul over. Amen. If it takes Jesus out of your life, amen, you're going to lose your soul. But we got to keep Jesus the center part of our life. Nothing in this world is worth dying for except for Jesus. Second of all, today is your wake-up call. God is letting you know that you need to turn around and come to Him and be saved. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near. Oh, my, my, my. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. It's not tomorrow. It's not to be pushed off to next week. But today, amen, is the day of salvation. Call upon Him while He is near. Hallelujah. Amen. Then third of all, there is nothing, amen, one way that will happen unless you believe Jesus by faith, or you'll be lost forever. John chapter 8 verse 24 says, if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. Amen. There's just but one way to the pearly gates. Amen. If you go by any other way, amen, you are a thief and a robber. I said Jesus is the only way. It's not your good works. It's not your ability. But it's the one who we've got help from. And His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. My spirit shall not always strive with man. That's the scary part. Amen. And when people backslide, they don't know if that will be their last chance that God can deal with them. Because His Spirit will not always strive with man. If Jesus is calling to you, amen, do not delay. I said, do not delay, but come to Him and be saved while there is still time. Oh, yeah. Oh, Sister Sharon, while you look at this one, who is that hardened sinner? Who has been hardened by sin? You look to the left of Christ on the cross, but then you turn to the other side of the cross, Brother Keith, and you see another man who was also a malefactor, but he wasn't a hardened sinner. This man was an honest sinner. Oh, that's what we need in this hour. People that will be honest with themselves. This man said of Jesus, he was no ordinary man. This man was different. Even at this, as this man surveyed the situation at Calvary this day, he came to see that Jesus was the Messiah and that Jesus was his only hope. Even can I tell you today, your only hope is still Jesus. I said your only hope is still Jesus. And this man looked at Jesus and he called on Jesus. And he said, he knows he's fixing to die. He knew he's fixing to draw his last breath. But before he drew his last breath, he looked to the man and he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Amen. As this man speaks to Jesus, he makes an incredible request. He asks another dying man hope for his future. A man in the middle that was fixing to die. And he looks at him and says, I need hope for my future. He realized that Jesus was his escape. He realized Jesus was the only way out of here. To live with the Lord was to accept him. Oh, that's incredible to me. A man looks at another man, they're both fixing to die, and he asks him for hope for his future. Oh, my. Hallelujah. When this man looked at Jesus Christ, he didn't just see another dying victim of the cross of the Roman system. No, everyone else around, for the most part, even saw nothing more. Even just another poor man hanging, battered and bleeding upon a cross. But this man looked at Jesus and even saw, he saw God, Dad. He looked at Jesus and he saw the perfect picture of righteousness. Hallelujah. I know you can look at the cross this morning. You can see all the blood. You can see all the pain, all the suffering. But I look to the cross, sister, and I see the most beautiful picture. I see the plan of redemption. I see the plan of salvation. Amen. Yes, it took a brutality of death, but his death brought such awesomeness of salvation. Amen. Amen. He looked at Jesus and he saw one who was going to somehow conquer death. He looked at one and said, this man is going to rise again. He was going to rule in power. He was going to rule in glory. And he extended his grace to the undeserving. Oh, he extended his grace, Brother Luke, to the undeserving. Where does that put me? That puts me in the undeserving. That puts you in the undeserving. But I got that grace. It was extended the grace of God. He looked at Jesus who was wearing the cruel crown of thorns. And this man saw even Jesus wearing the crowns. Amen. He placed Jesus in the throne of the universe. A dying thief saw Jesus on the throne of the universe. Why? Because he called him Lord. He called him Lord, Brother Aaron. Amen. Can you call Jesus your Lord this morning? Even if you call him Lord, then he's the God of the universe. He's in control of everything. A man that was dying for his sins looked at this one and called him Lord. He realized he was the God of the universe. Hallelujah. He placed him on the throne of his heart, this thief, by saying, remember me. Oh, is He on your heart this morning? Is He not only God of the universe, but is He the Lord of your heart? Amen. He placed Him on the throne of David by saying, when thou comest into thy kingdom. What a revelation that this thief in his last moments of life realized who this man was. Who this man was. In my opinion, this man is probably the man that has the most greatest faith in the entire Bible. Because he realized he was Lord of the universe. He realized he was Lord of the heart. And he realized he was God of the kingdom. Oh God. Hallelujah. He grabs the essence of Jesus, who He was. He grabs the essence of what Jesus was doing. And He also grabs the essence of what Jesus would do. Amen. This man looked at Him not just as another person dying, but he looked at Him and said, surely Thou art the Christ. Amen. He realized not only when He died, but there would be a greater work even after that He had died. The work of salvation. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited that I'm glad He died for me. I said He died for me. Oh God. Not only did he grasp it, but this man believed it. He believed in spite of how impossible it must have looked for him at the time. Even the thief shows us where a person must come. Amen. If you are to expect and to receive salvation. He had three characteristics of his saving faith. First of all, he was honest with his own sins. He was honest with his own sins. He freely admitted that he was guilty. I'm guilty of the charge. I am a sinner. I am a thief, but God, I need forgiveness. I need forgiveness. Admitting that yourself is lost is the first thing that you must do to come to the faith in Jesus Christ. I said the first thing you must do is to realize that you are lost. There are people around us that go to church every day and they live like ungodly people and they still say they're saved. The first thing you gotta do is to realize that you're lost. If you was to die right now, would you be going to heaven or would you be going to hell? That would wake us up. Amen. We have got to realize that you are lost. Amen. Amen. Second, he was convinced that Jesus was who he claimed to be. Oh my. As long as Jesus is just another man, you will always be lost. That's how serious it is. If you just recognize him as just a man, another man, you're lost. I don't care how much education you've got on religion or how educated you are concerning the scripture, but if you don't believe him as the Lord, as the only one, you're lost. Do you agree with me this morning? Huh? Amen. Admitting, amen, that he is the one. As long as Jesus is the man, you're going to be saved. But when you are able to come to the place where you see him as God, when you come to the place where you see him as Savior, the Lord of your life, the fulfillment, and of all the promises of God, then you can be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I said, shall be saved. Amen. Amen. He was convinced that Jesus was his only way out of here. Man, I'm preaching this morning on looking to Calvary. He was willing to call on Jesus for that which he needed in his life. Sister Sue, I know I'm saved, but I need Jesus. Oh, I need Jesus this morning. We need Jesus this morning, church. I wish I had a praying church this morning. Amen. We need a Jesus that will help us. And I'm glad I know Him. I said, I'm glad I know Him. Amen. He was willing to call on Jesus for that which He needed in His life. Too many people know the truth and know what they need to do. All they lack is the acting of what they know and calling on the Lord for salvation. Amen. Put what you know to the test and call on Jesus this morning and see what you get. I said, see what you get. You have to come to the place where you see your sins. Amen. When you look to Calvary, what do you see? What do you see? I see a Savior that loved me so much that He willingly took my place. Amen. On the cross, so I could be saved from my sins. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm going to miss the fires and the flames of hell because I accepted Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see a place. Amen. I see a place when I look at Calvary. Oh, Randy, I see a place where my past was erased. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I see a place where my past was forgiven. I see where my sins were thrown into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered. And friend, if you don't know the Lord this morning, your past can be erased and you can be given a brand new future. I said you can be given a brand new future. All you gotta do is call on Him. All you got to do is believe on Him. Hallelujah. Is that what you see? Or do you see yourself dying in your own sin? Do you see yourself convicted of what you need and who Christ is? Come on, church, pray this morning. Amen. Do you see that He loves you? And that He wants to save you if you come to Him. And if you do this morning, I invite you to come to Him. I invite you to come to Him. If you will, He will. Amen. Sister Stephanie, come this morning. Hallelujah. We need to look to Calvary this morning, church. I pointed out these two men, the two thieves upon the cross. I told us that one was a hardness, that one.